AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been a new surge in coronavirus cases across the country, primarily in regions where vaccination rates are low. The seven-day rolling average is now up to 37,000. That's triple the rate from 2 weeks ago.
Health officials blame the Delta variant and flattening vaccination rates. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at this point, 56.2% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine. Doctors report patients are younger than earlier in the pandemic, many in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and overwhelmingly unvaccinated. I'm Ben Thomas.
The mayor of New Orleans is calling on people to start wearing masks again, with cases surging in the Big Easy.
The rapid spread again of this Delta variant and the dramatic spike in cases, we have to move towards an indoor mask advisory.
New evacuations have been ordered because of the Tamarack fire in California. It's now crossed into Nevada near Lake Tahoe.
We've had fire approach from three directions, and they've stopped it within about a quarter mile in each of the three directions. So it's been up and down.
Authorities say that a woman's dad and three other people are missing after rain-triggered flooding and mudslides in an area of northern Colorado. At least five homes were destroyed. President Biden is in Ohio for a town hall to rev up support for his economic agenda. Today, the Senate shot down a proposal to start debate on his infrastructure plan. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is expressing outrage. Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two of the lawmakers he appointed to a panel to study the attack on the Capitol in January. Stocks gained again in Wednesday trading. This is AP News. 50 years after President Nixon declared a war on drugs.
Mandatory minimum sentences were a key weapon in the war on drugs, but the war's toll was uneven. An Associated Press analysis of incarceration data found that between 1970 and 2000, the incarceration rates for whites doubled, but the rates for black and Latinos roughly tripled. Eugene Haywood Sr. is a truck driver and a former crack dealer.
They used two prior charges that I had to enhance me up to a mandatory life sentence.
After 14 years, his sentence was commuted by President Obama.
A lot of people who they've locked up for drugs, they have turned around and legalized those same exact drugs.
Sadly, the cycle of incarceration continues. Haywood's only son was convicted of a federal murder charge in connection with a drug gang in Peoria, Illinois. Jennifer King, Washington.
The U.S. government's going to hold on to nearly half the $3 million it owes in dues to the World Anti-Doping Agency. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.